From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Robert Gabbett is reporting for the Times Union that Raymond J. Kennedy, a justice in Durham Town Court, was disciplined with a censure September 7th after he name-dropped his judicial status in a small claims matter involving his wife. Kennedy has served as justice since January 1st, 2008. According to the statement by the State Commission on Judicial Justice, he also tried to serve as an attorney while not being a lawyer for his wife, Debbie. Censure is the second most severe punishment meted out by the commission. Kennedy agreed to the punishment. Robert Tembekchian, the commission's administrator, said in a statement, and I quote, "It was plainly improper for Judge Kennedy to make references to his judicial position when his wife was sued and to act as her lawyer in the case when in fact he is not a lawyer," end quote. Kennedy told Catskill Village Judge William P. Wooten in making the case for his wife on April 17, 2019, and I quote, "Your Honor, I'll state that to the court that it's no secret that I'm a judge in another locality. And prior to that, I was a state trooper for 30 years," end quote. The case involved a rental property in Hopewell Junction in Dutchess County owned by the judge and his wife. While appearing before Wooten, Kennedy spoke in his wife's defense and cross-examined one of the plaintiffs. He also offered testimony about his wife's interactions with the plaintiffs, which he did not witness. Justice Wooten ultimately found for the plaintiffs, and the Kennedys had to pay them $3,000. Kennedy represented himself in the disciplinary hearing, and in an April letter to the commission, he admitted acting and speaking improperly in the matter. Read the full story in the Times Union. Meg Britton Mecklish is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle that Timothy Shugrue, a former prosecutor and local defense attorney, defeated incumbent Andrea Harrington in the Democratic primary for Berkshire County District Attorney that ended September 6th. Shugrue of Pittsfield told supporters at an election night watch party that voters had sent a clear message on their expectations for the office. Shugrue said, and I quote, "The message tonight, as you saw in the turnout, which was a nice turnout, and you saw it in the manner of which we won. People wanted a change," end quote. About 9:45 p.m., Harrington called Shugrue to concede and congratulate him on his campaign. She then appeared before a crowd of family, office staff, and campaign supporters to let them know about her decision to concede. She said, and I quote, "I am very dedicated to ensuring that we have a smooth transition in the district attorney's office," end quote. Shugrue will become the next DA in January after his victory in the Democratic primary because there are no Republican challengers in the race. During the campaign, Shugrue, 62, drew strong differences between himself and Harrington, contrasting their views on what it means to be an effective, progressive leader. During her tenure, Harrington focused on reducing racial bias in the criminal justice system, took a hard line against gender-based violence, and brought an evidence-based approach to personal use drug crimes. In the DA's contest, she received support from U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Massachusetts Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Maura Healey. Shugrue said he intends to rebuild what he said was the, and I quote, "broken," end quote, relationship between the DA's office and local law enforcement. In the final weeks of the campaign, he was endorsed by the unions representing the Massachusetts State Police, North Adams Police and Supervisors, as well as the Pittsfield Police. Shugrue said, and I quote, "We need both campaigns to work together now in unison, to work together to bring crime under control in Berkshire County, and to fairly reaffirm and reform the criminal justice system. The stakes are high. We must come together once and for all because justice is for all," end quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that according to a Siena College poll released on September 7th, a majority of New York residents support President Joe Biden's plan for student debt relief. However, the issue sharply divides Democrats, Republicans, and Independents along generational and political lines. New Yorkers over the age of 65 were less likely to support the plan, while it is most popular with people under the age of 50. The plan would affect student loan debt of up to $10,000 in federal loans for borrowers who earn less than $125,000 a year and couples who make less than $250,000. Relief would apply for up to $20,000 in Pell Grant recipients as well. The poll found that 56% of the respondents support the plan, with 33% opposed. Support was most popular among Black residents at 77%. Debt forgiveness was also most popular for people between the ages of 35 to 49, 67 to 20%. Democrats backed the plan by 82%. GOP voters rejected the plan by 61% of those surveyed, saying it went too far. Independents are divided, 38% in support, 46% against. The poll was conducted from August 28th to September 1st. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.